Good morning. It's December 23rd, 2024. Very cold outside, very crisp morning, but a beautiful morning nevertheless. And I'm coming to you from the New American Standard Bible today. So this is what I will be reading from as we continue this podcast, part two of the two-part Lord's Prayer series, if you will. And it begs the question again, how should we view the Lord's Prayer? Remember, this prayer is also included in Matthew 6 in the Sermon on the Mount, with slight variations, if you will, from the one that is found in Luke chapter 11. I believe we must view it as a model that promotes a substance and not statements. The Lord's Prayer directs all prayer to God. For instance, Jesus directs the prayer towards the Father, but the Son and the Spirit are also involved. The Holy Spirit helps us operate in power, as John Piper adds. The Son also hears and receives and answers prayer. Think about what Jesus said in John 14:4. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And the Lord's Prayer directs all worship to God. That word hallowed, from hallowed be thy name, means let your name be regarded as holy. But what about the other elements of this prayer? Well, I want you to consider the following elements of the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come is a declaration for God's kingdom to be realized, as Walter Liefeld of the Expositor's Commentary added. It's a request that we might know the rule of God in our lives right now. But then Jesus includes the request of giving and forgiving. Give what? Forgive whom? Give me what I need today. Give me what I need tomorrow and for each day, O Lord. Think about it. Bread refers to food in general. We need bread to live, do we not? But you can also think about those other things that we worry about receiving. In fact, if you read the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 25 particularly, it's where he says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Forgive me of the sins I have committed, and help me forgive others, is essentially what that is saying. And this request has really kind of a personal and a public element. It's not necessarily regarding a single act of forgiveness. It is requesting to maintain a constant fellowship with God. And it's asking for God's help to forgive those who sin against us. The word for indebted means to be bound by duty, but also to have failed. But then Jesus closes this prayer with a request for the Lord's direction here. He says, essentially, that this kind of request will be of those who honestly seek to do God's will. And so he's adding that in there in the way he's asking this part, this last portion of the Lord's Prayer. And I believe that they don't want to be in a situation where their flesh will fail them. They don't want to be given the opportunity to sin against God. After all, remember what James said regarding the subject of sin and what he talked about regarding temptation. He basically said God does not entice us to do evil. James chapter 1, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Remember that verse? And then verse 14 of chapter 1, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. So, you know, what I'm talking about here in the Lord's Prayer, it's not an exhaustive exposition verse by verse on the Lord's Prayer, but it's to help you understand that the substance is what I believe the Lord wants us to focus on, rather than just stating it, rather than just saying it or relaying it or regurgitating it in a certain service or a certain situation or whatever it may be. Now, I've heard the Lord's Prayer many times in many churches, and, you know, not that it's a bad thing. It's not. Trust me. Beautiful prayer, beautiful statement, beautiful rhythm to the prayer. But I think the ultimate focus must be on the substance of the prayer. Why Jesus added those things in there. Think about the usefulness of this prayer as well. God doesn't want us to merely recite it out of habit. He wants us to read into it and worship through it. He wants to see that its elements inspire us to worship Him better. He wants us to see prayer as an element and an aspect of worship. Friends, how you pray can often dictate how you worship. Are you worshiping God through prayer? And if you're not, start today. It's one thing I believe that is going greatly at Paculet Mills Baptist Church is we are making it a mission to pray directly, to pray specifically, and to pray together. And we are seeing God do many great things. And I believe God will continue to do many great things in our corporate life as a body of believers, but also in our individual and private lives as family members, as citizens, as people. And I believe that prayer is that channel where we can call upon the Lord, where we can fellowship with God, where we can get the battle plans, as the New Testament underscores when it talks about the full armor of God, but also how we can really get in touch with what God wants for our lives. And I believe by praying, we will become more inclined to worship, and we will become better worshipers. How do you become a better worshiper? Do you lift your hands up higher than the next person? Do you sing louder? No, that's not what it is. But you have a clear heart for the Lord. You know what He wants of you. You know what His will is for your life. You see Him as He is, as He's revealed Himself to us in the Word and in the circumstances in our life and in the witness that the church gives, that the Holy Spirit comes upon us and He blesses our service by having a joy, a camaraderie, a koinonia, sweet fellowship, that is. And people get saved and the Word is proclaimed and you're glad to be in the house of the Lord. Those are things that I think really start with prayer. So as we approach the new year coming up, make it your ambition, make it your purpose, not just a goal. Make it your passion to have an intimate prayer life with God. It can start right now. Let me just pray. God, we just thank You today, Lord, for this day You've given us. Lord, Your love is obvious, Lord, in that You continue to use Your body, Your church. You continue to use the bride to convey that message of reconciliation and salvation and repentance and what it means to be a Christian, what it means to know You, and what it means to be a growing, developing disciple. Lord, I pray that we will all get that message and that we will all become better at praying. It will become something absolutely essential to our well-being as a church, but also as individual people. God, we love You today. We thank You for Your coming as we get ready to celebrate Christmas, and we look forward to Your second coming. God, we love You today. Help us to do Your work and Your will until You do come back for us. In Christ's name, amen. I hope your day is bright and blessed, and I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you.